Oh, we are back. And after two segments talking suppressors here in the Gunsmiths, we've sold you on a suppressor now.
Yeah.
You think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, it's Saturday. I need to go buy one.
That's John makes a lot of sense, and I'm sold. Now the question is, how much are you going
to
spend?
Can I pay you to say that again? John makes a lot of sense.
John makes a lot of sense
here. I like hearing that. That's a nice thing to say.
I'm sure you hear it at home all the time.
Not so much.
Yes, you do.
Not as much. You'd think so, but not so much.
All right.
It's like Al Pacino in that movie with the brother and the sister.
Uh-huh.
You think he has a lot of one of those Emmy Awards? Not Emmy Awards. Academy Awards. Yeah, you'd think so, but he only has
not
one.
Not so many.
He
not
only
so
has
much.
One.
Hey, so the question is, who makes them? How much are they? What are you looking for?
Yeah.
How do you decide?
Well, it is a little mind-boggling, but first I want to talk about Reliable Enterprise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, our sponsor of this segment of the show. Jeremy at Reliable is an outstanding builder, contractor that can do all your custom needs, including man caves and building you that custom gun room that you've been wanting, safe room, or an outstanding deck or
beautiful
hot tub
decks.
Area in your backyard. Could put it in a like a cabana outside and make it. His work is phenomenal, you ask him to look at. You want to see pictures of some of his work? He can show you amazing jobs. And so glad he's a sponsor of this
Go
show.
To his website, and I mean he's got a lot of great pictures up there of his work. He's a craftsman. He really is.
He is truly a craftsman, and glad to have him on the show. Reliable Enterprises. You can reach him at 810-429-6957, or there again, go right to the website, link right to them, and send them an email right from there.
You can get there from the GSS.com. That's
right.
The Gunsmith Show website, the GSS.com.
Thank you. I didn't say that.
It's ReliableExteriorPros.com, but there's a link to it right at John's site.
Yep.
And leave comments. You know, if you have questions, you can always send an email, shooter at the GSS.com.
He might be at the range, but he'll get back with you.
But I meant for you, for John. You can leave John questions
to
it
at
the Gunsmith Show website.
Yep. And that's a question I get a lot. How do I get a hold of Jeremy?
Yep.
You talk about him all the time. I get that a lot. So, very simple, right on the website.
Link to it there. Check out his work. A lot of pictures up there. Does fantastic work.
Yep, sure does. So, for years we've heard, well, the more you spend on the suppressor, the quieter it'll be. Well, not so much. Some people are just really, really proud of their suppressors, and they work adequately, I would say. And then I found suppressors that don't cost as much that are phenomenal. So you gotta read the feedback. You know, you gotta kind of look at the consumer reports on them. Although I don't think Consumer Reports says anything about suppressors. So you got to find feedback. You got to look for when it says, reviews. Click on the reviews. Read them. Because there might be six of them on there that say, it didn't quiet the gun down hardly at all. Well, you don't want to invest in a suppressor like that. And then when you go to the gun stores, it might be the guy's first suppressor he's ever sold. You have no idea who you're going to be dealing with. So you got to do your shopping. Unfortunately, you can't try them out.
Here's
you know
the
I mean?
Thing, John. I have to say, here's how jaded I've become.
How jaded are you?
I don't trust the reviews. I don't trust anything online. I feel people think reviews are important, and they find a way to manufacture these things. I trust people. I know.
I try when I get asked to do a review. You know, even if it's on a set of reloading dies. This week I just got my new 400 Legend reloading dies.
Yep.
So I'm going to make subsonic 400 Legends with 10 millimeter bullets, and I'm going to have a ball with them this year.
Right.
Because the 400 Legend is a 10 millimeter extra magnum. It's same caliber, bigger gun. And I'm going to shoot subsonic in that and just have a ball. It'll be a heck of a plinker for coyotes and stuff. And I'm going to suppress it.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
But I mean, the point I'm making though is, I mean, when you work with people you know, I mean, all your sponsors are people you know and recommend. This show itself, John's been doing this for decades now.
Yeah.
Knows his stuff. He's a great resource.
That commercial is true. Since I just got out of diapers and I started reloading bullets, we need to update that commercial too. Before I go into diapers again, because it's a circle of life.
That is right.
It's a circle of life.
But rely on people you know. I mean, that's important. It's a great resource. You'll see them out at the at the gun shows.
Yeah.
You know, you can ask questions at the Facebook page or email the website.
Yep.
And
send me a note. I'll be glad to get back with you and help you if I can. Suppressors are tricky, and they like I said, you know, you would think if there's a suppressor that costs $1,200, you would expect it to totally outperform the suppressor that costs $599. But man, there's some nice suppressors out there for $599. That's my point.
They're kind of expensive, though, aren't they?
They can add up real quick. My first one I bought was for a 22, for a 22 Magnum specifically, but I can use it on 22 long rifles and shorts and everything. And they can be tremendously quiet. I like it. I have fun with it. And the brand is SIG. And
what did it set you back?
It was $400. Plus $200 tax stamp, so I had $600 into it.
Jeez.
So, you know, twice as much as most of the guns I have at
night. Are they still that much for a stamp for those, $200?
No, they've eliminated the stamp.
That's gone. That's what I wondered. I thought so.
The price is gone, but you still have to do the federal paperwork.
Okay.
So, but the turnaround is very quick now, supposedly.
That's great.
But with the strike or whatever it's called, the non-payment, they might be, I don't know if the DHS money that they're not paying right now, where TSA agents and all that stuff aren't getting paid.
Might have slowed down the process.
It might have slowed the process down. I have no idea. I haven't had the need to buy one, nor has anybody told me if there's a slowdown.
Okay.
But it's what I've been told, it's only a day or two.
If you want to go out and do one, then you can find out. And you can always check with the folks like at Williams. They'll
and
be able to tell you.
People ask me a lot, can I legally have one? If you can legally own a gun, you can have a suppressor.
Okay.
If you can legally own a gun, you can get a machine gun. If you can legally own a gun, you can get a SBR, short-barreled rifle. You just have to apply.
Go through the steps.
Go through the steps and do it. That shows due diligence that that's what you're willing to go through.
Right.
So, and if you dot all the I's and cross all the T's, you're in good shape. So I recommend you do some can shopping. In other words, I want you to go out and figure out what's going to work for you, what's in your price point, and, you know, and what calibers work best with it is a very important thing, too, because you might have a 300 Remington Ultra Magnum, and there's just no way to quiet that gun down much. That's a
loud one.
3,500 foot per second, 180 grain bullet that's going to break the speed of sound no matter what it does. So you're going to hear the crack of that bullet no matter what. You might reduce a little bit of that muzzle lift and a little tiny bit of the explosion. But it's like my 30 caliber can is good for 300 Winchester Magnum. I don't ever plan on using it on a 300, but I'll be glad to use it on 7.62x39 and on
do you have a 300
blackout?
Do you have a 300 Magnum Winchester?
Yes.
You do, but you just don't shoot it anymore. It's a safe queen.
Not.
It's time to sell it, John.
Well, with my shoulder, I'm not shooting anything big right now. Okay. I'm looking at 410 shotguns, 22 long rifles. Shoulder's getting better, but it's, you know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. So I got a shoulder replacement.
You don't need
I don't need a
safe queens.
I don't need it. Well,
John,
it's nice to fondle them occasionally, you know. So what works best? Personally,
I've been paying attention to the show, as you can see.
You have. And safe queens are a waste of money. But it's also,
John is a Ginnam.
Nostalgia.
Okay.
Okay.
It's an investment.
Like, I keep old, beautiful Winchesters because they just bring back that yesteryear feeling.
Sure.
You know? I feel like John Wayne's on TV and he's still alive.
Yeah. Yep,
you know.
There you go.
And Gunsmoke was a brand new show.
Okay.
You know? Gotcha. And Steve McQueen could still jump motorcycles over barbed wire fences. You know. So 22 long rifles. I love shooting suppressed. 380s are nice suppressed. They're nice and quiet. 380 goes pretty slow anyway. Suppressed, it's super quiet. 9 millimeters with the right loads can be quiet. 40 cals, about the same thing. 40 cals, 10 millimeter. It's quieter than a 10 millimeter because 10 millimeter's got a lot more powder in it. 45 ACPs can be fun suppressed. Yeah, Jake loves those. And it's putting them in the right gun and firing the right bullets out of them is where it's all about, because a lot of semi-automatics don't function properly until you get them tuned in, meaning you might have to change your recoil springs. In other words, your gun is going to be used for suppressed fire only, and you're shooting light loads. When you put a full factory load in, it's going to be really hard on the gun because it's going to kick so much harder because there's more powder making the bullet go faster. So in revolvers, you just don't see it much. You don't see many revolvers that are suppressed.
Yeah.
So, but it's the way they are. But with rifles, Again, 22s are a blast for rifles. 22s, 22 Magnums, I love them all. And the same, a lot of times, if you get a good 223 suppressor, you can use that for all your 22 long rifle needs. So you don't buy, my first one was just for 22 long rifles and 22 Magnums. Had I spent another $150, I could have got one that was good for 223. Then I could shoot my AR-15s through it. Mm-hmm. Well, as it is, I can, my 30 caliber can, I can shoot my 6.5 Grendels, which can be very quiet. I have never tried a Creedmoor. I've never pulled the trigger on a Creedmoor, so I can't tell you about those. But the 223s and the like, because there's so many different 22s out there now, high-speed guns for coyote hunting, like 22 Arcs, 224 Valkyries, 223 Wilds. There's a ton of rounds out there that are that caliber. Even 22-250s that can be suppressed. But 300 Blackout, again, is one of my favorites. But people tell me the 350 Legend suppress is really nice, too. And I know there's a lot of you listeners that have 350 Legends in your safe right now because you're deer hunting with them. Suppress might be a fun way to go, especially for the kids, because it can help teach the kids to not flinch when they're firing.
Yeah.
I shoot 308 suppressed a lot. Looking forward to getting a 338 ARC ARC. That's going to be a fun one. Again, it's a super heavy bullet, really short shell. The bullet's as long as the shell. And it's an interesting round, so I'm looking forward to that. But my 400 Legend will be suppressed soon. My 450 Bushmaster already is. And like my big can goes all the way to 460 caliber, so I can't run my 50 caliber Beowulf through it or anything, but that's okay. I don't need to. 50 calibers for feeling the experience of shooting a gun that shoots a fireball, that's tremendous. So that's there's something to be said for that too. The shock and awe. It's that gun's got shock and awe. Mm-hmm. When you watch the grass blow down for 20 feet in front of you when you pull the trigger, it's like, yep, I just shot a real gun.
Yeah. Okay.
So a lot of fun. So you know, it's part of its passion, love for what we're doing, but you know, you balance out shooting subsonic ammo or shooting regular ammo. You know, there's quiet, and the accuracy is fun. So just get used to it and, you know, get your gun sighted in for the quiet stuff. It's a lot of fun. You can hunt with it, so you might as well do it.
We're going to tell you a little bit more about how to go about that in the next segment. We've got more Gunsmiths coming up right after this here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.